Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are we all such commitment phobes? That's the question Natasha Chandel tries to answer on her podcast, Kinda Dating. And she's here today to give her 2 cents, plus tell us her own love story, which just may have changed her mind about commitment. I'm Sarah Wendell.
I'm Alicia Rye. Welcome to Love Struck Daily, where we bring a love story to your ears every single day. Sarah, guess what time it is?
What time is it, Alicia?
It is time to do our New York Times quiz, 36 questions to fall in love.
Yay!
We do this every week. We're trying to get to know each other better, even though we already know each other really well. But
yeah.
And also so people can get to know us. That's
yes,
very important as well. So here is today's question. Ready?
Yes.
If you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, ooh, that's a good question. What would it be?
Oh.
Natural or supernatural?
Oh, you had to throw the supernatural in there because I was going to go like...
All right, let's do natural first.
Okay, natural, I want a volume knob to turn down my anxiety when I need to.
I think that's also supernatural. I don't think there's...
All right, well, I've covered both my bases.
You've covered both.
Want to turn down my anxiety when it gets too loud. I want to turn down the voice that's mean to me, which is also me. I want to just basically be able to turn that part, the volume of it down, so I have energy to devote to the things that I want to do as opposed to spending energy managing when I feel overwhelmed and anxious and shameful about it. Yeah. What about you?
I mean, I think mine is kind of similar. I was like very late in life diagnosed ADHD. So I think for me, it would be the ability to, I think there's a lot of cool things about, wow, I love how I cut myself off there so you can see how, but I think there's a lot of cool things I'll first say about my brain and how it works, but it would be really cool, especially when I'm on a deadline, to be able to focus at will. Because oftentimes it is not at will. It is whenever my brain wants and on whatever my brain wants. And that can be very exhausting. So, I think it would, for me, it would be like that. Brains are fun.
Brains are delightful.
I have a supernatural one too.
Please tell me.
I would like to be a human lie detector. I think I'm really good at detecting lies to begin with.
Ooh,
but I would like to be able to just look at someone, because I think that would have helped me a lot in my dating life.
Oh, just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of trusting and learning to commit to people, we have an outstanding guest today.
I'm very excited for this guest.
Yes. We are so excited to welcome Natasha Chandel onto the show today. Natasha is a dating influencer, writer, and comedian, and host of the podcast Kinda Dating, which explores the question of why so many people have commitment issues. Natasha is a delight, and she has so many great insights from her years of hosting her podcast, and she has a really adorable love story of her own. Please welcome Natasha.
Thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it. And we're very excited.
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy that you guys invited me. Thank you.
Yeah. And you are a fellow podcast host with the Love and Relationships podcast.
That I am.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, because you have quite a unique love story that resonated pretty strongly with me, because I think we have kind of similar stories. But tell us about yours. Where did it start? Or when did it start, should I say?
Oh my gosh. Probably like most people, I had a lot of situationships and unhealthy relationships. I was kind of known for, I was in very long monogamous relationships since I was 16, or two, three monogamous long ones. And then I ended up in sort of an abusive relationship and decided, forget this, I'm going to go the other way. So I was like, can't beat them, join them. And so I became like a commitment phobe for 5.5 years and openly talked about like sort of everybody without really thinking about it. I was like, this shit, guys can do it. Why can't I? And then came out of that with a lot of therapy and then kind of called myself a reformed commitment phobe. So then I took a year off dating in 2019 and was like actively decided I'm not going to date. Mm-hmm. And in 2020, when I finally came back, I rarely done dating apps, not just because of my personality, and then decided like, forget this, like, let me try a dating app. So I tried Hinge. And then I was like so tired of guys surprising me with some fun fact on a date. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I also dabble in cocaine. And I was like, okay, well, no judgment. I just don't want that in my life. So I just like decided to pay and do a 3-month paid Hinge. Where I like pick their height and like every single, I was like, no drugs, no this, no that. Like I was just being extra picky because I probably was too open. So then my third date was with this lovely guy named Luis from Madrid, Spain. Ooh. And I remember going, like, looking at his profile, and he kind of like red flagged me a little because he didn't have a lot in his bio, like in the Hinge thing. And I'm very much about like watching how people write stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna lie, he was hot. So I was like, okay, I'll skip it. He's hot. He's from Spain. Like, let's go out. And so we went on our first date, which was just like drinks at, you know, a bar restaurant. I remember we started at 7:30. I left at 11 because I was like, hey, I'm so sorry. I have a audition in the morning. And I think he thought I was faking it. And I was like, no, I promise. Like, rare audition at 8 a.m. I have to leave. And this is 3 weeks before the pandemic in February 2020.
Yikes.
Or not even. Oh, my God. It's 2 weeks because it was, I think, March 1st.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Terrible
And so
timing.
Then, and like, we had been talking on Hinge for a bit, but I got the first round of COVID. So I was like being shiesty with him. Yeah. And so like I was really sick for 3 weeks. So he thought that I was ghosting him because I just wouldn't respond. And then I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I like legit was sick. So getting us to this like first date was already an ordeal. And we always say like it only happened because of him being persistent, because another person might have just felt I was ghosting them. But yeah. I wasn't. I was honestly like sick. So on our first date, I like ordered a hot toddy because I was like, oh my God, I still have like a man cough and I don't want him to, you know, like think I have COVID. So I, anyway, so this date went well, but I wasn't sure, you know, I didn't think like that's the love of my life. I just thought like, oh, I had a really great time. I do find him attractive. okay, like, let's see one more time. And so then he asked me on a second date. And our second date, he invited me. He says he doesn't know that he says he didn't know that I loved magic shows. But I think I had mentioned that I had recently gone to Magic Castle. And but he got us tickets to this really cool underground magic show.
Ooh.
In like a bar restaurant called Black Rabbit Rose, which is amazing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll check that out.
It's so cool because in Magic Castle, you have to dress up a lot. And
yeah, yeah.
And in this is like totally cash, but it's a super fun show. And and so then we went to that. And I'm never like, I'm notoriously the girl who like won't kiss on a first or second date. Like it takes me a little second to like build that physical attraction to somebody. And I just sat next to him and I was like, I need this guy to kiss me. So I just like, I kept feeling like the heat. And so I was like rubbing his legs and like clearly like uber flirting. Aww. And then we ended up going to like a bar next door and like dancing the night away. And I just call it my perfect date because it had magic, dancing. And then at the end, we ended up eating pizza and I got home at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh,
and
wow.
That is rare for me. I do not do like long dates, let alone all of that.
Yeah.
And so I came back and I told my friends, very cautiously optimistic. I was like, guys, I think I had the best date I've ever had. And they were like, oh, my God, you never talk like that. So I was like, yeah, well, let's see. And then on a Saturday, we were supposed to go to a really fancy restaurant called The Bazaar. And he got, you know, a reservation there. And I was so excited. And then Thursday, they announced a lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called him and I was like, hey, I mean, I wouldn't normally do this, but like, you want to come over instead? And like, we'll make dinner and hang out.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage, for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy,
Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then that turned into a weekend of, like, I stopped counting how many times we had sex. We were both like, okay, this isn't normal. Neither of us could ever, like, maintain this pace. But it was great as, like, you know, that first weekend romp. And that, and then we were just sort of in a relationship because we had talked about it and said, hey, do you want... You know, for safety reasons, are you cool if we keep it a just us? And we both agreed. Mm-hmm. So I think it sped something up. So we didn't become official for 6 months. We were exclusive and we already knew that because nobody else was in the relationship. And I don't know. I just felt like there was no distractions. Yeah. And now we just had our we're over 2 years. We live together. Moving in felt like not a big deal because I felt like we were already kind of living together during this pandemic. Mm-hmm. You know, like those really, really dead days in the pandemic, like the ones where like you had run out of all the shows to watch. Mm-hmm. And those nights we like made up. I remember one day we did a fake Soul Train party, just me and him.
Aww. Oh, my gosh.
Then we did like a karaoke, and I hate karaoke, but we were like doing a karaoke party. And then one night we just sat next to each other and played Super Mario Brothers. Like we downloaded the video game on our phone and we're just like playing next to each other. And then I was like, all right, like if the fact that we can make these like completely boring moments fun, we're going to be okay. And yeah, now, you know, here we are.
So when did you, your podcast is called Kinda Dating, which is a great, great name. So when did you start this podcast?
Started it in 2016.
For a while.
Yeah, before people knew podcasts. Like, I literally used to tell people I have a podcast, and people were like, what is that? I was like, there's an app on your phone. You would be surprised. Podcasts really didn't blow up till, I would say, late 2018, maybe 2019, especially for women, too, because the podcasts were mostly male-oriented. Mm-hmm. We started in 2016. I called it Kinda Dating because nobody says they're in a relationship anymore. And I was talking about it, you know, from the point of view as a reformed commitment phobe, but sort of our tagline is trying to figure out why we all have commitment issues. So that's what every episode is about.
Have you noticed, like, has your podcast changed over the years from when you started to now? How has it transformed?
Oh my gosh. The episodes themselves haven't changed as much, but definitely us as hosts have changed. You know, when I started the podcast, I was in a relationship where I was living with the guy. 4 episodes in the podcast, he cheated on me. And then that changed. Yeah. And so, you know, during the podcast, people have seen me in relationships, out of them, probably in the last couple of years, and starting around before I changed my own ways in 2019. I think it's much more stable of me as a person. And I think it's just evolved of, we've always tried to go deep. we can talk about deep things and it still be funny because I'm a comedian. And I think we've just gotten deeper into that and like been able to explore different areas like that other people have come to us and said they really appreciated.
What has surprised you the most about doing this show?
It's, you know, it surprises me and not surprises me that so many people are struggling, you know, with the dating part.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
I wanted to share information that I wish somebody told me when I was younger. I had nobody.
Yeah.
To talk to. I don't know if you guys felt that, but like my mom and I are close, but because I'm Indian, I wasn't even allowed to say I was dating somebody. Mm-hmm. So when I was going through stuff, I didn't have anybody to turn to or make me look at something in a different way. And so I feel like we have so many more resources. And I'm always surprised that people, even with knowing information, aren't ready to change, you know, mm-hmm. but say that we all say that we are.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's like, for me, it's like having to learn to keep that patience and go, right, like people will get it when their time comes to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sometimes you're also like, no, but you see everything. And like, you actually know why. Like, some of us didn't know why we were doing it, but like, you know.
It's hard for everyone. Yeah. In one way or another, it's hard. I mean, I felt like I was so experienced and I had so many, you know, good and bad relationships. I was like, this should be easy at this point. It was never like meshing two people together, two or more people together. It's never easy at all.
In episode 4, it was a day that I did the How to Heal from a Breakup episode and my boyfriend just broke up with me.
Oh.
Because I said, like, what do you do was when you're in a breakup, you're worried about like what's going to happen next. How do you not worry about if I'll ever find somebody or what's going to happen? And she said something very simple, but it always stayed with me for different aspects of my life, which was instead of being scared, become curious.
Oh,
that's good advice.
That's excellent advice. Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of going like, oh my God, I wonder what's going to happen, shift it to, I wonder what's going to happen. And that little thing like makes you kind of think of it in like a fun way. And so then I was like, ooh, I wonder who's going to like, what guy's going to show up next time at my door? You know, like, who am I going to match with next? Versus like, oh my God, I'm never going to meet somebody.
Yeah. Where can people find you on the internet?
I am all over the internet. So, you know, if you want the podcast, Kinda Dating is available on all podcast platforms. And mine, I'm at Natasha Chandel on Instagram, Natasha.Chandel on TikTok, Natasha_Chandel on Twitter.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it. And this has been so much fun. We hope we can see you again sometime.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to have you guys on Kinda Dating if you're available sometime.
Yeah, that would be awesome. We could do a podcast swap.
Yeah. Let's do it. I would love it.
I love this plan.
Thank you, Natasha.
Thank you, guys.
Sarah, that was quite a delight. What is your love to go for today?
I love how much your stories overlap.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. But my love to go is to choose curiosity over fear. I think that is such good advice.
It kind of echoes what Katie said a couple weeks ago about how, you know, you should move towards something instead of running away from something.
Yes.
And I think that that's really important. Always try. I know it's hard sometimes. Our brains make it hard.
It's true. And it's something you said to me when I interviewed you for my podcast 7 years ago.
Oh, wow.
You were talking about dating and you said, well, maybe I'll make a friend. It's not maybe this date will go badly. Maybe this will be awful. Maybe I'm wasting my time. Maybe this guy's a jerk. What if it's awful? Maybe I'll make a friend.
Yeah. You know, that's the best case sometimes.
Best case scenario. Either that or cake pops and being viral.
Yeah, well, let's go with the friend.
Yeah. Okay.
But we're very curious about your story. So please send an email to lovestruckdaily@frolic.media. If you have a love story to share or any questions or thoughts or reviews, and speaking of reviews, we would love your reviews. We actually rely on them pretty heavily for this, you know, podcast in general. We need your support. Easiest way to support us is to leave us a review and we will probably read it out loud because we get really excited.
We will most definitely read it out loud. We will be effusive in our compliments to you.
I mean, you can even tell us like you like our hair and stuff and we'll read that even if you can't see us. We do have nice hair. So please, you know, please leave us a review. And follow us on Instagram and Twitter, especially Instagram at Lovestruck Daily for extra content. We post photos for every single episode, so if you want to see what Natasha looks like while you're hearing her voice, that is the place to do it.
Our researcher is Jesse Epstein. Our editor is Jen Jacobs. We are produced by Abigail Steckler and Little Scorpion Studios with executive producer Frolic Media. This is an iHeartRadio podcast.
Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you have a very happy ever after.